Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Whiskey Treaty Roadshow has new music they're ready to play, and they will do so on Barrington Stage Company's main stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts on June 1st. The collaborative of five Massachusetts-based singer-songwriters have recorded a new album called Band Together, which is forthcoming. The release date isn't set, but we get to preview a few tracks in this segment. The album was recorded at the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts. The members of the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow are Tori Hanna, Chris Miranda, Greg Smith, David Tanklevsky, and Billy Keene. Billy joins us now. Billy, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
I'm really excited to talk to you about the new... You guys have been busy. Super busy.
It's true. I mean, that's the way we like it, so no complaints. But yeah, we're rocking and rolling.
So let's go back to before the album started.
Sure.
It's time for Whiskey Treaty to make a full-length album. How is that decision reached? How do you know it's time? And then what do you do?
That's such a good question. We'd been talking about this since probably early summer 2018. The making of an album is such a kind of a big picture thing that it takes a lot of thought, a lot of brainstorming. So we kind of let it sit on the back burner for a while. And then as the summer progressed and our tour got busier and busier, it occurred to us, you know, we've just got to put this out there, not just for our sakes, you know, as creators, but because, frankly, our family, fans, and friends were all asking for one, and we're like, you know, yeah, absolutely, let's do this thing. So we got some friends together, and there were various people that wanted to potentially help out and get involved, and we were able to, over the course of a couple months, kind of narrow that down to a solid core of. Well, it's really a team, and then go from there. So the idea just became a reality.
With a band like yours, or if there even is another band like yours, with your band, everybody is a singer-songwriter.
That's
right.
You
all write songs. You all sing lead vocal on the songs that you write.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide what songs will go into the project?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, first of all, whenever you're doing an album, you record way more songs than are going to end up on the albums. It's just part of the creative process. When we initially began talking about this, we decided as a group that it wasn't so much about like an equity stake. We weren't going to take an album, divide it by five, and that's how many songs you get. The idea was to use the songs that most effectively work together to create a solid piece of music, a 10-track album that can be listened to as one thing. You know, despite the fact that people don't necessarily do that anymore, we still wanted to have a piece of art that really coalesced well. So that's what it comes down to. After we'd recorded, I think, 16 tracks, our producer Johnny Irie and our manager Boots Factor and those of us in the band kind of figured out which 10 would be the best for this album. We rolled with those, and that's the product we came up with.
Johnny Irian is a friend of the show, friend of the station.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time he's producing a full record for somebody, isn't it?
I believe so. Besides his own work, I think, yeah, this was his first go. And that's actually part of the reason why it was such a good match. You know, we'd spoken with several producers towards the end of the summer, all really talented guys, all really great people. Johnny stood out to me for a couple of reasons. One, he's a local cat, you know, we hang out. Two, you know, he really was kind of interested in diving into the producer role, which I think he fills in a really great way. He's had a ton of studio experience. He's had a ton of recording experience, writing experience. So it really seemed like a great fit. So we landed with Johnny. He was stoked to do it, and the rest is history.
And you recorded at the Stationery Factory in Dalton, which is a relatively new space.
It sure is. Well, it was an old Stationery Factory. Steve Sears is kind of like this genius brainchild of the Stationery Factory, and he's also a super generous patron of the arts. So when we initially were going to do this album, it was going to be in North Adams, but for various logistical reasons, it just wasn't making sense.
Mm-hmm.
Steve offered up a space on the third floor, this gigantic loft space. We decked it out with a bunch of rugs and carpets donated by Dash and Albert to try and like muffle some sound.
Sure.
And you know, he allowed us to kind of camp out there for the full recording process. And it without Steve Sears and the Stationery Factory, this album probably wouldn't have happened.
It must be complicated to set up a recording studio where one wasn't before.
we certainly made it complicated. I mean, you know, these days with digital recording, it can actually be pretty simple, but we, as always, overcomplicate things. Johnny had access to a tape machine, that had been in Jackson Browne's studio out in California. And over the course of I don't know how many months, the thing was transported across the country till eventually Johnny and our engineer picked it up in D.C. And we moved that thing from various mill houses and studios till eventually it ended up at the Stationery Factory. And that's how we got Steve Gorman and Pat Sansone recording rhythm tracks to tape. So that complicated things, but it was worth it.
Pat Sansone is of Wilco and Autumn Defense. Steve Gorman is from the Black Crowes.
That's right.
Tell me more about what they contributed to your process.
Sure. Well, you know, I'll start with Steve. That guy hits a drum louder than anybody I've ever, ever heard. You know, mm-hmm. it was the most impressive thing to see. He kind of came into this thing not having done a session in a while, from what I understand. He and Johnny and actually Pat, they go back for a long, long time and had run into each other at the Americana Fest. I had told Johnny in the beginning of this, I was like, whoever drums on this album, it's got to be a rock-oriented drummer. You know, we all kind of have the folk thing and all this, but to me, it just had to have a rock sound. And so he goes, well, I mean, I was just hanging out with Steve Gorman. I don't know that you can really get more rock than that. So anyway, Steve was stoked to come take a week or two in the Berkshires and relax. He's down in Nashville most of the time. That was that. He added quite a bit. Pat is just a force to be reckoned with. I mean, he's also an incredibly astute arranger of music. So when you go to the studio with songs, they're not necessarily, you know, you can't expect them to be what they're going to be on the album. You have to arrange them in a way that is most pleasing, you know, and just really does the most justice for the song. He helped out quite a bit with that as well. So they're wonderful people.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So then you're saying you've arranged them for the albums and you get, you know, multiple takes and sometimes multiple tracks depending on how exactly you're doing it. But then you need to play the songs live.
Sure. Yeah.
How does it get rolled over into a live performance?
Cool question. We see the live is what the Whiskey Treaty, that's our bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. So we are super excited to take these new arrangements to the stage. Probably the biggest aspect of how we work these is focusing on vocal harmonies. It's kind of something that we've become a little bit known for among our audience bases. And so we really put a lot of work into making sure that that those arranged vocal parts come through and are done in a way that's kind of like similar to the record. So we practice, you know, it sounds crazy, right? You have to actually get into a rehearsal studio and practice, but that's what we do. And we love it. And we're super excited to play these tunes for folks on June 1st. We couldn't be more enthusiastic about it.
You'll be at Barrington Stage on June 1st. Will it be the first time an audience has heard some of these songs, or have you been playing them out before recording them?
We played a show at the Stationery Factory last December. I think it was maybe the 20th or 21st. We played through the album, so that would have been the first time.
Oh, okay.
Between then and now, we've done some shows, but not a lot. So this is kind of like with even finer tuned arrangements, and we are going to add a couple new tunes. It's going to be something that probably most people haven't heard before. Some people, if there's crossover from the other show, may have, but there's some other aspects of the show that they definitely have not seen before.
You have also recently recorded some live versions at Mass Mocha.
We did indeed. Yeah, we did indeed. Mass Mocha has been such an amazing partner with us for years now, both for shows and inviting us to Fresh Grass. And now, with latest...
They put you on a billboard for Fresh
indeed
Grass.
Indeed, they did.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Shout out to Jody Joseph and Joe Thompson for making that happen. That was a very cool experience. but they also... They basically allowed us to take over a big loft, all these loft spaces, right? Allowed us to take it over and talk about putting together a studio. Bottle Tree Productions is an incredible film crew out of Boston, Mass. They're a production company. They came out with like 10 staff and set up what looked to me to be like a professional like movie set. It was incredible how quickly and efficiently they did that. And so all we had to do as the band was basically show up. We worked with Mark Seedorf, a wonderful engineer, to get the audio tracks. And now we've got this basically a 25-minute live show acoustic that we're going to bounce down to EP form. Those EPs are going to be, it's a special release. We're only selling those as physical copies at the live shows we do during this tour. The first one being June 1 in on Barrington Stage. So mm-hmm. We're so excited to show these to people. I mean, the folks we've played them for so far have been super excited about it. And yeah, again, we're just grateful for all the partnerships we've been able to form.
So big local show, Saturday, June 1st at Barrington Stage on their main stage in Pittsfield. The album, when it comes out, will be called, is called already, but when it comes out, it's called Band Together.
You got it.
I want to talk about a few of the songs and play a couple tracks. I have one that I want to end with. I want to end with Hey Lady.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But what do you want to begin with?
Ooh, great question. Why don't we start? There's a tune called Rose on the Vine. It's kind of what we've all thought is probably at least one of the singles off this album. It was written by Greg Smith. I'll never forget when we have this process. I'm going to let you know a little secret here. When Whiskey Treaty is
just
writing.
Just between us.
Yeah, just between us. When we're writing new music, often we'll record demos and we'll send those demos out to the band. So Greg, I think last summer, right before our tour, actually sent out this demo. And right from the beginning, we knew that it was kind of a groovy tune that we definitely wanted to record. Whether or not it would make the album, we didn't know. But then once we heard the rhythm section in particular, it was so obviously a perfect fit. So Rose on the Vine is a tune that I'd love for you to play for your audience listeners for sure.
Let's do it.
I wanna live like a rose on vine, radiate my love as I walk this path of mine. Laugh at all the miles that I walk down to find true love when it's all around. Anytime I hang my head,
it's the Whiskey Treaty Rose Show. The song is Rose on the Vine. Pick a second song, Billy.
All right. Well, you know, Cross My Land comes to mind. It's going to be the second track on the album. Tori Hanna is one of the most motivated and enthusiastic founding members of the band. Really wonderful friend, too, and also a really great songwriter. He brought this song to our attention, 6 or 7 months ago, writing about the whole pipeline experience and how it was affecting really the land and the rights of so many Native Americans and people whose stakeholders that weren't really being brought into the conversation in a lot of ways. So he wrote this incredibly powerful folk tune. And in fact, Cross My Land, when you get to listen to it, you'll hear a harmonica solo, none other than Arlo Guthrie stopped by the studio and laid down that track for us. So I would love it if you would play that tune as well.
I'd be happy to.
Don't you build a pipeline across my land, that's where I draw a line in the sand. Oh, sir. No, sir. When all your money cannot steal the blood and tears down in these fields. No, sir. No, sir. Just because bureaucracy rolls over little folks like me. No, sir. No, sir. My family built it with their hands, and I don't expect you to understand. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Hey. No, sir. Hey. No, sir.
Don't Cross My Land, Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. And now we will wrap up with a song that, if I'm not mistaken, you wrote. Tell me about Hey Lady.
Sure. It's a bit of a long story that I'll tone down for you here. But, I mean, as you remember, a couple of years ago, there was a march in New York City basically in support of women's rights and equality in general. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't specific to anything in particular, but it was just reminding us that we are all in this thing together, and supporting the rights and the equality of all people is something we can't take for granted. We have to come together and really make sure that it happens and remind people that it's important. And so my wife and I were down in the city and participated in the march, and then a year or so later, she pointed out to me quite correctly that I'd written songs about the Black Lives Matter movement. I'd written songs about financial inequalities, and I had yet to write a song about women's rights. And it really affected me because, first of all, it was true. I had kind of overlooked it. But second of all, it's the kind of movement that it's so in front of us all the time, and it's so blatantly here, you know, sexism on the job or in the workplace or just in our society in general, something that needs to be fought to bring back into the forefront. I mean, it's an important thing. So anyway, I wrote the song and you know, the guys liked it and want to put it on the album. I hope everyone else feels the same way.
When they've lost your way, sing louder. And when they hush you, sing it more. It's been too long and too far from freedom, and it's worth fighting for. Yes, it's worth fighting for. Hey, lady, take what you need. Don't give up the fight. I'm on your side. Hey, lady.
The Whiskey Treaty Road Show, Hey Lady, they're playing a big show on June 1st. It's a Saturday night at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Billy, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for being here.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Once again, the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow have a concert at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts on June 1st. TheWhiskeyTreaty.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.